In your opinion, is India prepared for the realities that come about when it comes to retirement planning?
We have 20% of our population being above 60 by 2047 or 2050. And therefore, all these people need to grow rich before they grow old.
NPS Zaruri Hai. And ENPI presents Retire Rich in association with Money Control.
Hello and welcome to National Pension System and Association of NPS Intermediaries present Retire Rich in association with Money Control. Now today, India stands at an important demographic crossroads. We're home to one of the world's youngest populations, but over the next few decades, millions of Indians will move into retirement. The decisions we make today on savings, pensions, and long-term financial security will determine not just individual well-being, but also the strength of the economy. So joining us today to discuss retirement planning and the cost of de-risking your lifetime wealth plan is Mr. Sivasubramaniam Raman, the chairman of the Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority, or PFRDA. Mr. Raman, thank you so much for joining us for this conversation.
Morning. Thank you so much for having me here.
Fantastic. Lots to discuss. So we'll start things off with a broader look, because India is often celebrated as being one of the world's youngest economies in the sense of the demographic dividend that is going to come about. But that also means that we are going to create future retiree population. So despite this, retirement planning remains one of the lesser talked about subjects in the national conversation, in personal finance when we talk about. So in your opinion, is India prepared for the realities that come about when it comes to retirement planning?
It's a great question, and one of the interesting data points I got a couple of months ago was a survey some time ago amongst a wide variety of Indians across different income groups, questioned as to how will you manage your old age? 72% of respondents said, we will depend on our children. That is typically India for you, where you are expecting that the next generation will look after you, because that's culturally something known to us. This has changed. And I think Indians are also moving across different geographies. People are really not there physically available to take care of old age parents. So it's a public policy issue. I think we need to look at it very seriously. All your statistics are bang on. We have 20% of our population being above 60 by 2047 or 2050. And therefore, all these people need to grow rich before they grow old.
All right.
And that is the mantra.
That's the headline, grow rich before you grow old. In that context, aside from a digital revolution, we've also had a sort of a wealth revolution in terms of the options, the universe of mutual funds that has been expanded. So I want to ask you, in the context of the modern wealth creation strategy, where does NPS fit? Does it complement this whole universe that exists so that the individual to whom it is supposed to cater to feels taken care of?
Yes. So I think in a liberal democracy like ours, it's about giving choice. We have to create sufficient number of financial products which cater to different requirements of the population. The NPS is structured and designed to hold money for a long period of time. We are saying it need not be 60, because that's something which a lot of the today's young population does not understand, the concept of 60 and retirement. So we're saying a minimum of 15 years of vesting in the product. That is one of the structural designs of NPS. We will not allow you to take your money out easily, because it is the magic of the power of compounding. We want a tangible, visible feel of that. This is really where I'm saying NPS is a product by itself. There is no question in our mind that people need a variety of financial products, mutual funds, insurance, etc. So NPS is designed for a particular need, so that when 40 years later you realize that you're not working anymore, you have enough in your kitty and you have the ability to draw down that money in a structured manner. taking into consideration the inflation levels which may be there at that time. And this is very important, because today people think they're getting a fixed income from a particular instrument, but they're not looking at the effect of inflation for the next 25 years, because fortunately or not, we're all going to be in this world for a much longer period of time. So we're talking of, about longevity hitting 85 and 90, no longer the 75 and 80.
Absolutely. And that discipline that you're inculcating with this product, as you say, 15 years before vesting, that is essential for the compounding benefit to play out, especially considering inflation is seen as a broader term, but there's inflation in healthcare, inflation in education. So there are a lot of other variables at play as well. So great that the discipline is being incorporated by the product itself, which brings me to my next question, Mr. Raman, because any first-time investor asks that if my money is going to be held for a, such an extended period of time, say 25, 30 or 40 years, how do I know that it is safe? That is always a question on top of their mind. So could you walk us through the architecture of the NPS and explain the role that PFRDA plays in protecting subscriber interests?
Great question. So the architecture is one of the private sector coming in and providing what we call as the basic vehicle, the pension fund. We, of course, have the public sector pension funds, but we have larger number of pension funds from the private sector. All the large banks, all the large mutual funds are already available there. We have 10 of them today. We already have 4 more new applicants which have been given a license. So we'll have 14. The aim is to cover the population of the country. NPS is not just for government employees. It started with that objective. Somewhere in 2009 or 10, it looked at the entire country. And that is really the larger part of our role which we are taking forward. We have an excellent digital infrastructure already in place. We can only add to that further, which we are anyway doing. Whatever is needed to scale up NPS, to take it to the doorstep of every Indian. That is our goal. Every Indian must hold a pension account. It's as simple as that. If we manage to do that in something called the Jan Dhan program, which brought 60 crore bank accounts to 60 crore people, this is really where we are saying a pension account has to be held. Your long-term savings must sort of quietly go in, maybe on a daily basis also. Whatever periodicity that's good for you, money must go in and get saved for a longer period of time. The PFRDA is there as the regulator. It looks at the activities of every person in this, you know, sort of ecosystem. And the great part is that the operational risks are only coming down because we are getting more and more digital. Of course, it brings in the additional risk of the cyber, other such, you know, problems of people faking accounts, faking impersonation. But that's something that we have to be on top of. And we will do that.
On that note, since we mentioned healthcare inflation as a potential issue for a lot of people to look at, there's also the solution side of things, because PFRDA has also announced the NPS Swasthya Pension Scheme, which seeks to bring together retirement planning and healthcare. So in terms of the gaps that this initiative looks to address and integrating financial and health security and how it becomes the next frontier for financial planning in India, what are your thoughts on this?
So this is actually a lovely diversification that I think came about. And frankly, I must compliment the market for bringing this to us. We came out with a product 2 years ago called NPS Vatsalya to look at the educational needs of a student post 18 typically. Now, we also need to look at health needs for the elderly. You'll be surprised that when people get into a hospital for typically, you know, sort of critical illnesses, there is a very large amount of money that is paid out by them, which is out of pocket expenses. Insurance typically does not cover the entire amount. What has now been structured is a copay. The typical health insurance plan is a very expensive plan for somebody who's 55 or 60, often at 60 plus, you don't even get a health insurance plan. We are now saying, keep your money in the pensions Swasthya account. That is a dedicated amount of money to take care of your copay. Once you have paid your part, then the top-up health insurance, which is now going to be provided as part of that pension account, that top-up health insurance will kick in. It's typically the ratio of about 1:8, 1:10. So if my copay is 50,000 rupees, the top-up will bring me about 4 to 5 lakh rupees. This is done at rates of premium which are extremely low, because we are now coming together as NPS Swasthya, a very large buyer of top-up insurance. So the pension funds will end up getting a very good pricing for the top-up insurance. So actually has worked in a win-win such that insurance penetration increases. People hold health insurance because it's vital. And they're also growing their own Swasthya account, which is earning market returns. And great, if you don't get to hospital, wonderful for you. You'll still keep earning market returns on what you've put into the Swasthya account. So in a way, it's a product which we hope will take care of a really, you know, important need for a vast number of people.
Absolutely.
And we are obviously going to have different buckets. So it's a copay of 50,000 or a copay of 1 lakh. We're also trying to see whether that copay can come down. Typically, can a copay be 20 or 25,000 with a corresponding top-up insurance? So this will emerge as we go forward.
And I love the fact that you've thought about that flexibility aspect, saying let the people also have the measure to decide what is the proportion that they like, whether it's your mutual fund product, whether it's your pension product, healthcare product, or education product. In a sense, you look, seem to be becoming the home of retirement planning, because you're taking care of all these major aspects of spending which worry people. On that note, in terms of the innovation aspect which we talked about, innovation also needs to be accessible and understood for people as to what is going on. So in that aspect, when I look at, say, Pension Sahayak or Ascend, could you state to us how these make the pension ecosystem more accessible to the viewers who are watching this program?
Sure. So, you know, the two things are completely separate in terms of the needs that they are taking care of. Ascend is just a committee of experts that we've put together, headed by Mr. Dinesh Khara, who is the chairman of the NPS Trust. The aim is to really look at how is it our pension funds can be drawn more into the real economy. Because today, the investments made by the pension funds are, I would say, a little limited. It's the top 250 stocks, it's government bonds, it's corporate bonds. It's a bit of, you know, what is called as the AIF, the alternate investment funds, where we are trying to diversify between the venture capital and the private equity firms. But pension funds in India, as compared to global pension funds sitting in India, there's a big difference. The global pension funds are already investing directly into projects, into unlisted companies, into a variety of infrastructure spaces, which unfortunately our Indian pension funds are not doing. We really need to figure out what is it that is needed. I mean, there could be capacity issues, there could be valuation issues, it could be a host of sort of, you know, guardrails that are better needed before our pension funds can venture into those projects. But if we do not look at this, our pension funds are not going to be delivering to the country what is needed for the country's development. While I say that, it certainly is important for the pension funds to look at returns to the subscriber, because we are there only for the subscribers. We need to keep make sure that their money is safe while attracting robust returns. So this committee is really going to be looking at a lot of you know, these aspects. This is what I would say really investment focused. Pension Sahayak is an innovation which actually we picked up from the CP Grams portal, if you're aware of that. It's the grievance
it's
portal.
It's very popular in terms of addressing issues.
Absolutely. And I was amazed to see how they have exploited machine learning to in order to make that a much more efficient platform. And therefore, we have already sort of, in a sense, taken that quicker step where we have converted our slightly old system of grievance redressal and brought the best aspects of machine learning into it. so that it's a single integrated grievance portal where any and everybody who has a query or a grievance within the NPS system can come there, immediately get their query replied to. So a lot of so-called grievances are actually queries. I don't know what's happening to my money, therefore, you know, kindly tell me. Now, that's where we have pulled all the databases that are there in our ecosystem, got them to talk to each other, got it to come to a central place. And therefore, I will have a single ticket at a central point, and I'll be able to follow that till completion. So this is really about helping people, because once NPS starts growing, and I'm already aware that we are seeing a great growth within the NPS system, you're going to have more and more complaints. Now, we need to have the best of systems to be able to take care of those complaints without unnecessarily increasing the, you know, the kind of number of people we have, because it's very difficult to get more and more people into the system who are then taking care of the grievances of lakhs of people. So we need to use technology, and this is really one of those innovations which is using technology so that we can quickly address the complaints and grievances of the people.
And it's fantastic that this democratization of data will go a long way in building trust in the product, which will then help the corpus grow.
Absolutely.
On that note, talking about subscribers, let's talk about some of the young subscribers who are starting out, because this is a question which is also asked in a lot of mutual fund forums, that when it comes to retirement planning, a lot of these folks would think, why now, maybe 5 to 10 years when my earnings are a bit more substantial for me to invest. Tell the viewers who are young, who are starting out, who are thinking around retirement planning and saying, all right, maybe 5 years later, what's the lost opportunity cost in terms of returns that they're looking at if they delay their decisions on retirement planning?
I'll be happy if people start thinking the way you're speaking about it, you know, because I have not, you know, met too many people in the age group of 25 to 35 who are actually looking at what is possibly an opportunity loss. So it's very consumption driven. No harm in that. I mean, that's great for the economy. It will grow. But the fact remains that you need to put away a slice of your consumption into a savings product. So the next time you go out for dinner, take 5 or 7% of the cost of that bill and put it away into your long-term savings. And that is really where I'm saying NPS is that long-term savings. It is truly to be seen. I think statistics, and therefore we've actually put out the statistics of NPS over the last 15 years, and we're now throwing it open to, you know, users within the public. You'll be able to understand what it is to be part of a growing economy. And especially, I think India, the way we are sort of positioned today, we're looking at some very, very substantial growth in the next 20-25 years. Now, why is it that every Indian is not getting a taste of that, not getting a flavor of that? Why is it that you and I, with our, you know, sort of privileged education and you know, where we have reached, we are there in the equity markets in India, but a lot of people are not. They would like to be, because everybody wants to aspire to become rich. So we are saying that NPS should go across the country with that asset allocation of equity, government bonds, corporate bonds, a few other, you know, sort of other instruments which we talked about. And that is really the aim. Let everybody understand they can grow their finances, which 25 years later, when they look at it, they'll be happy to see a growth of anywhere between 11 to 19%, which is really what we've seen in the last 15 years.
Absolutely. And to address one point, even I didn't come across NPS earlier till the time my financial planner told me of it as an option. What shocked me was the ease of use. I'll be honest with you. I had some misconceptions. Maybe it's too restrictive. Maybe I'll have a lot of problems, you know, going through the entire process. What shocked me was the ease of use in terms of the product. So, taking that cue, I want you to address some of the misconceptions someone would have had about the NPS and the pension system that it offers, whether it's too complicated or it's too restrictive, or whether the money is locked in for decades. Some of the concerns which you have heard, and how regulatorily they have been dealt with to address. What would you say?
So, you know, one of the larger concerns was, why should I hold money up to the age of 60.
Mm.
And then alone I'm allowed to exit. We've changed that. So you can enter at the age of 35. At the age of 50, you've completed a 15-year vesting period. You're welcome to stay on or you're welcome to take the money out. Liquidity.
Mm.
Very important concern. Everybody compares mutual fund, fixed deposit, NPS without thinking that they serve different needs.
Mm.
A mutual fund serves the need for liquidity. NPS serves the need for illiquidity.
Mm.
We need to hold that money for a longer period of time. And therefore, these are distinctly different products serving distinctly different needs. The other one is complication in the operational process. I'm really happy to hear you say that it was easy because, you know, we've tried to work on various operational aspects to make the interface with NPS easier for the customers. And we will do a lot more in that area. So how, if I have an account and I feel that, oh, I'm struggling to get something done, very soon I'm going to stop using that account. We've now moved to a situation with the help of NPCI where we're now going to onboard subscribers and hopefully from tier 3 and tier 4 cities where it's going to happen on their mobile.
Mm.
Everybody's on UPI today. That same UPI provider will nudge me and say, okay, you don't have an NPS, are you interested?
Mm.
In just 3 clicks, we'll have NPS Tatkal as it is now named.
Mm.
It will throw up my bank account, it will do my KYC, and it will present me my PRAN number, which is the account number for NPS.
Mm.
After which, I'm just subscribing through my UPI.
And there could be other nudges as well. Say, if you have extra money,
absolutely,
hey, how about, you know, saving for the future or so on and so forth. The use case grows. On that note, one of the most significant changes has been the introduction of the multiple scheme framework, allowing subscribers greater flexibility, including the option to withdraw, I believe, up to 80% as lump sum while reducing the annuity to 20%. So you spoke about the fact that, all right, 15 years, 35, you start by 50, you're allowed to take out, you're welcome to keep on. Along with these reforms that have come about, what has prompted all this movement to happen? Is it that you're so focused on solutions? You want to make the system as investor friendly as possible so that there are more investors signing up to NPS? Is that the thought process?
Primarily behind MSF was to get the pension funds more deeply involved in product creation.
Okay.
So we need to create different solutions, different schemes, which suit different pockets, different income groups, different occupational groups. And that was the aim of MSF. I think we have already got there because between the 10 pension funds, they've come up with about 18 to 19 different schemes. Now, it's for the pension funds to take it forward in this ecosystem with the distributors. Now, do remember that NPS is an extremely low cost product.
Mm.
The amount of money that typically is there for the distribution is low. It is actually well thought through.
Mm.
It is about 1/4 to 1/5 of the total commission that's available in the mutual fund space.
Mm. Mm.
It's because this is a long-term product. Over a period of time, if the distributor takes care of the customers well, makes sure that they are persistent in their subscription, there is enough for the distributor to receive over a longer period of time. And therefore, we want the relationship also to be a long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important for the ecosystem to develop. Now, PFRDA is the regulator.
Mm.
The development activity of PFRDA over a period of time needs to get, you know, sort of mitigated or reduced.
Mm.
And the animal spirits of the private sector have to come in.
Mm.
And that is really where I think we are moving ahead. The pension funds will be tightly regulated. That is really where PFRDA has to do its role. But in terms of innovation, in terms of delivery, in terms of customer need, I think we have to leave it to the private sector to take over.
The market to determine. And that's in that sense, the risk-reward balance, which you spoke of earlier, How important is digitization going to be for you to regulate that ecosystem so that the animal spirits that you talk about are truly unleashed and the market gets a variety of products enabled through digitization, which are easier for you to regulate?
So I think, you know, whether it is UPI or whether it is, you know, any Aadhaar-based DPI stack, we have clearly understood that in a country of India's size, scale is only happening through a digital rail. Mm. And therefore, we are completely going digital. Of course, that assisted journey will still remain in large parts of the country. We will expect people to get assistance from some intermediary to get on board, maybe even subsequently in the journey. Mm. But we are entirely on a digital rail. So the assisted journey is on a tap. Mm. Now, this is de-risking the system to a very significant extent. So operational risk, the very small, you know, aspect of that 250 rupees that I'm putting into the intermediary's hands is no longer handled by him. Mm. It's a payment system that goes straight to the bank. That is de-risking. Mm. So we are therefore happy to scale up digitally because we know that it's the most efficient way of doing it. Mm. As I said, other operational risks enter, we'll have to obviously handle
Absolutely. That. The India stack opens up possibilities, but the Indian workforce itself is also evolving, Mr. Raman, because when I look at it, the gig economy is truly in force. Mm. There's a lot of movement between employers, as we've seen. You know, today you could be working for one employer, tomorrow another, maybe 3 days a week with one employer, 3 days a week with another employer. So there's a lot of workforce dynamics also changing. So how is the pension ecosystem evolving to remain relevant in this new paradigm? Because gone are the days where you would be with a company for 20, 30 years. It's, you know, it's we are counting weeks and you're shifting allegiances here and there, which is the new reality of today's workforce. How does the pension ecosystem remain relevant?
So, you know, this is a lovely experiment that we started with a small, you know, it's one of those competitors to the Uber based out of Goa. It's called Goa Miles. Mm. They came to us and said, we have 5,000 drivers. We'd like to give NPS to them. And we took that on. And from there, I think we've grown to over 2.5 lakh gig workers are already on NPS. Mm. Now, I think there's sufficient scope for us to understand that an individual pension account is truly what a self-employed person wants. Mm-hmm. He tags his individual pension account to whichever platform he is working with, and he could tag it with multiple platforms. Mm-hmm. So the versatility of the NPS account really is coming to fore. And I think we have seen this work very well because we have removed all friction points. So I can actually contribute on a daily basis to my NPS account. Earlier, there used to be a transaction cost that we had put. We have completely removed that. So, for absolutely no cost, I am putting in money into my own savings account on a long-term basis. And this is my account. I own it fully. And therefore, I share the identity of that account to whichever area I am working in whatever manner I am working in. Mm. So, I think we are really at a crucial point where the entire gig worker economy can easily come within the fold of NPS and they'll find it extremely convenient. So the pension funds are already onto this, whether it's HDFC, Axis, ICICI, SBI. I mean, these are the four large pension funds which are taking forward a lot of marketing activity. And I think we've seen them, you know, grow. And in fact, the whole ANPI is really a association of the pension funds, distributors, the CRAs. And that's something which we also hope should grow and take forward the entire product, much like what an AMFI has done for the mutual fund space.
As the chant goes, marching on together. And that brings me to my next question as we look to wrap up this conversation over the next two or three questions. When we talk about the contribution of the pension ecosystem in terms of the nation building story, because retirement planning is not just the individual's economic resilience, it also has broader implications for the nation's economic resilience. So how important is the nation's pension ecosystem to the nation's broader economic growth story? What would you say to that?
I think, you know, it's a ally to the growth of a country. So long term pools of capital are the only reason why the developed countries are developed the way they are.
Mm.
Where does the risk-taking ability come in to provide capital for gestation periods of 20 and 25 years, which is typically the kind of periods of time that infrastructure needs for getting created and then finally rolling out.
Mm.
I think the pension funds and also the insurance company funds are those pools of capital which need to come in. And I think we are already there. We need to probably do that much more to diversify the assets that our pension funds hold. And I think we're already, you know, talking about how that should happen. The two are intrinsically linked. In fact, another interesting part is how, as pension funds in India, as PFRDA, how do we bring in other global pension capital to come in and maybe co-invest along with us?
Mm.
So I think that's really where the narrative needs to go.
Fantastic. And in terms of the narrative, what would you say to the 25-year-old who's just started earning and watching this show? What's your message to them?
Oh, my message is very clear that every time you spend, think about putting away something into long-term savings.
Mm.
And I think that is really important because from an economy point of view, both the consumption and the savings are important.
Mm.
And therefore, there needs to be realization much earlier on in life that you have to put away something for a rainy day. You have to put away something for the future because we are all growing older and the expenses that we incur in old age are also going to rise.
Mm.
And that is really, I think, the sort of sobering thought that we need to bring into, you know, the younger generation that, you know, life is good, but, you know, there could be a rainy day and therefore, please take care of that.
All right. And for your own institution, as the chairman of the PFRDA, as you look over to the next decade, what's your vision in terms of progress and what defines success for you in this next 10 years, which is going to come about? But you're going to see a lot of changes. So what do you think is going to count for success?
So, you know, one of the aspects, I don't know whether we covered it, was the ability for the pension funds to be paying a pension over 25 years of life. So typically, if we look at 60 or 65 as the time when people hang up and, you know, they sort of take a retirement role, they will need a monthly or periodic inflow of money. That is, I think, the most critical part of our work, because accumulation is, I think, well understood. We're already doing a lot in it, but the decumulation or the money flowing from your pension fund is a very important part. What is the asset allocation that should support that? For how many years do we need this money? We need to have products which are competing with today's annuities.
Mm.
Annuities are good, but annuities do not roll out an inflation indexed or inflation protected money for a long period of time. They have their limitations.
Mm.
Therefore, how do we better bring in income yielding products which will serve the old age population much better?
Mm.
I think that is really the largest challenge at PFRDA, and we're already working on that.
Well, we wish you and the PFRDA all the best in terms of securing all of our futures and, of course, for the vision that you have stated in terms of building this ecosystem in service of the subscriber. And thank you so much for your valuable insights, Mr.
Thank you so much for a lovely set of questions.
Thank you. And as we have heard today, retirement planning isn't a decision to be postponed. It's a habit that needs to be inculcated early on. So as we prepare for the future, building a culture of long-term financial planning will be just as important as creating opportunities for wealth creation. With continued regulatory reforms, greater digital access, and a growing focus on financial literacy, the pension ecosystem is evolving to meet the needs of a changing India. Thank you again for speaking with us. And with that, it's a wrap on this special presentation of National Pension System and Association of NPS Intermediaries present Retire Rich in association with Money Control. Thank you so much for watching. NPS Zaruri Hai and ENPI presents
retire rich in association with Money Control.